USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A California Highway Patrol officer and a suspect are dead after gunfire erupts in Southern California yesterday. Two other officers wounded in that gun battle near the 215 freeway in Riverside, where the chief of police says,
"It was a long and horrific gun battle, and it resulted in a very extensive crime scene."
He says two private citizens were also wounded. The New York Police Hate Crimes Unit investigating a series of attacks on Jewish men in Brooklyn. Police say three teenage boys jumped and beat three Hasidic Jewish men within 40 minutes of each other on Sunday morning. President Trump's taking a break from his New Jersey vacation today to travel to Pennsylvania, where he'll speak about energy independence and American manufacturing. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Tragedy averted. That's what the FBI says about an incident yesterday when a man walked in and opened fire at a Chicago Veterans Hospital. FBI Special Agent Jeffrey Salad.
A male subject entered the VA hospital through the Taylor Street entrance. The individual was carrying an assault rifle and began firing.
Few details released, but the FBI says the man is now in custody and he never ended up hurting anyone. They also aren't saying what his possible motive may have been. Bill Cosby's legal team back in a Pennsylvania court to appeal his sexual assault conviction. Cosby first charged in June of 2017 with felony sexual assault that occurred in 2004, but this time the appellate court's focused on the alleged trial errors that Cosby's legal team said happened. Cosby, now 82, still sitting in jail serving a 3 to 10 year sentence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillow, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Major League Soccer teams in the Pacific Northwest banning political flags at games. USA Radio's John Hunt with the story.
Major League Soccer has a new policy that bans political displays at matches. The Seattle Sounders and Portland Timbers have banned signs and flags with the Iron Front symbol, which they say has become appropriated by some in the Antifa movement at times in the context of violence. Supporters groups maintain the symbol represents opposition to fascism and persecution, a human rights issue, not a political stance.
On Wall Street, investors continue to be worried about trade with China and the market taking a big hit. The Dow shedding 391 points to close at 25,896. The NASDAQ down almost 96 points. The S&P 500 down almost 36 points. And speaking of money, some very rare coins worth plenty of dough on display at the World's Fair of Money in Chicago.
The American Numismatic Association is sponsoring the event that also includes the U.S. Treasury Department's display of bills of denominations of $100,000 each.
Visitors can see literally over $1 billion of rare coins and paper money. The U.S. Treasury Department alone will have a $1 billion display.
Don Perlman of the American Numismatic Association also tells us in 1943, Lincoln pennies were supposed to be zinc-coated because copper was needed for World War II, but a few of them were mistakenly made with a bronze alloy. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.